You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Of 2025. Beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. Temperature is up to 37 degrees under fair skies. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us again by going to our YouTube page. Yep, youtube.com. Don't go to the Civic Media page because that has our network show on it right now. But if you go to our WXCO, 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel, you'll be able to see us here live. And for the first hour, you just see me. But now you get to see somebody much, much, much more photogenic than myself. Robin Vargas.
Good morning.
Marathon County Public Library. Good to have you on board again.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
I tell you, it's a nice day to walk on over, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, it was so nice. I was so happy. It's like I forgot my hat this morning and I was like, oh no. And then I got outside and I was like, you know, I actually don't think I need it. I'm okay.
It almost makes you say, man, we might be getting close to spring.
Yes. Yeah. No, there are so many birds chirping. It sounds like they know, like they're signaling to us, spring is here. Get ready.
Absolutely. Fantastic. But it's always great to have you on board here to talk about what's going on at the library. And I guess before we talk about what's happening, how have things been going? Has it been a good time at the library recently? Anything special?
It's been very busy, at least in Wausau, I'll say that, because that's the location that I work at.
Right,
but
right.
But February has been a very busy month. I think a lot of folks were just kind of cooped up at home with those cold temps,
right.
and everyone has been at the library lately, which has just been great. We love staying busy and helping people and seeing folks check things out and bring them back and,
you know,
all that good stuff.
Something that I actually went to lunch the other day, and I'm coming back here to the station. And I swear, almost every day I drive past the library. It's a wonderful location, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, yeah. Easily, you know, you can get to it easily. It's, yeah, a great location. People are passing by. Yeah.
And, of course, there's always the branch libraries as well that we talk about. But let's jump in.
Yeah, for sure.
What is coming up here? Again, I hate using the term, I can't believe. But we're almost to March.
It's almost March, yeah.
So what is going on as we wrap up February and heading to March?
Yeah, for sure. So we only have, I would say, just a few events left for February. In Wausau, we have our family story time on Thursday. That's kind of just started up again this February on Thursdays. And so we have that at 10 a.m. for folks with littles. But this Saturday at our Wausau location, we've been doing our Year of Ghibli. So fans of Studio Ghibli movies will be showing Spirited Away this Saturday at 1:30 p.m. So in our community room, come on up, get cozy, bring your own snacks and watch a movie with us. I think we're also having some buttons that we're making. And so it's kind of like if you come to one, you get that button, and then kind of collect them all throughout the year, and there might be something at the end, who knows, but that could be kind of fun, you know, if you like to
let me ask you that, because that got me intrigued. There might be
I want to say yes. I just don't want to make any promises.
Oh, you're so smart.
But here's the thing. At the end, at least you'll end up with 12 buttons.
There you go.
So there's that.
I'm going to have to put a mental note.
Yeah, check back in December.
Because I don't want to hear this might be. I think you and the other folks have to make sure there's something at the end special.
There will be, for yeah.
For anybody that goes through every month.
Every single one.
And you know, all 12 would be, we're going to, all right.
That's hold us to it.
My mental check. Okay, I'm sorry, but what else there?
Yeah. So that's in Wausau. But in Stratford, we have a couple educational programs happening. So this Thursday on the 27th, we have a Medicaid basics program from 4 to 5. So, you know, if you're getting to be that age, you need some more information about it. It's a really good place to learn some of those facts.
I'm getting closer and closer.
You're not that close.
I'm getting closer and closer.
But yeah, I mean, some of that information, you know, it can be kind of tricky to figure out on your own or to try and Google and all this, you know, mumbo jumbo that you don't understand, all these legal things. And
something I've noticed over the years that we've been talking to you and then Chad before that is there's so many of these kind of programs, as the best way of putting it, whether it is through, you know, healthcare, whether it's computer technology.
Yep.
That's one of the areas that it seems as though that the library is really good at, especially for older people as technology changes, and in this case, whereas you get older and you get a possibility of a new healthcare program, that really is a focus at the library, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously like really fun to offer the fun, exciting programs like build with Legos. That's awesome. But it's really important to kind of get programs for all of the areas of our community and to have, it's important for folks to learn that information. And so it's important for the library to offer it. And we're proud to offer programs like that.
Build the Legos and build your healthcare.
Exactly. Yeah.
Again, we're talking to Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library here on 98.9 WXCO. Robin joins us every other Tuesday morning to tell us about what is going on at the main library here in downtown Wausau and also at the branch libraries throughout the area. But again, a lot of stuff going on. What else is happening?
Yeah. So also in Stratford, not healthcare related, but landlord and tenant rights and responsibilities. So that one's happening next week on March 6th, a Thursday at 5:30 p.m. So whether you're either a landlord or a tenant, you can come and find out more information about what rights you have. Someone from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is leading the program, and they're going to provide some take-home resources, you know, some pamphlets and booklets, and kind of lay it all out for you. And any questions you have, you can bring them up to them, and they'll answer them. And again, it's one of those things where it's kind of tricky to Google some of that information and figure out on your own. And so come talk to someone who knows all the ins and outs about it.
And frankly, it's good to do something like that where you're proactive and not waiting until there's an issue.
Right.
To have that little bit of information, have a little bit of background, because then if something happens, then all of a sudden you say, oh, that doesn't seem right. And so often somebody can try to slide something past you and it just doesn't seem right. But if you have that basic information, that goes a long way.
Yeah. Yep. So that one's in Stratford. Then in Mosinee this weekend, starting on Saturday, March 1st through March 13th, they're doing a craft supply and game swap. You can include puzzles in there too. So maybe start your spring cleaning this weekend. Go through if you have any, you know, craft materials. You bought a whole bunch of yarn because you thought you were going to get into crocheting and now you don't use it. Drop it off at the Mosinee branch. And then on March 13th from 5 to 7, anyone can come on in and pick out something new.
Oh, wow. Very, very nice. Indeed. And again, it's really cool how the library does have so many great activities at the branches. I mean, it would be so easy just to have the main stuff at the main library, but it seems as though, I mean, the folks that work at the branch libraries are so very active, and it allows folks to, you know, sometimes just be able to walk to the library for some of these great activities.
Yes, for sure. And to be right in their community, you know.
Before you continue any more activities, I did see, and this, I tell you, if I wasn't busy here all the time, I think I'd walk over there, that you're looking for a library assistant.
We sure are.
I saw it on your Facebook page from yesterday. Yep. And I got to say, if I was ready to walk away and start my semi-retirement, that would be so much fun to work at the library.
It's a fantastic place to work.
Can you tell us a little bit about this position and maybe what you look for? I mean, for folks maybe thinking, well, I may not have that exact experience, but maybe other experiences that would fit in?
Yeah. So this position is for a library assistant on our circulation team. So working that main desk. So answering, you know, the calls that come in and whatever questions they have about any holds or materials or transferring those calls elsewhere. But then also helping out, you know, kind of with some of that check-in, check-out, the holds processes. Yeah, all that good stuff. But a lot of it is really customer-focused and oriented. And so we're really looking for someone who is friendly and wanting to work with the public and really just someone who is there for our library and to bring the library to our public and yeah.
Fantastic. So again, I saw the link as well on your Facebook page, but if you go to the main website as well, I'm sure there's an opportunity find more details about the position, mcpl.us. But again, if you go to their Facebook page, there's a mcpl.us/about/employment/
Yeah.
Easier just to go right there and click on it.
Correct.
But that sounds like a really great opportunity for folks. So
yeah, 30 hours a week. It's a good, and you know,
right here downtown Wausau. Just it really
it's
is
a great location.
Exactly right. But we got about 2 minutes to go. Anything else that we need to talk about in terms of activities coming up?
Yeah, we'll go back to the branches for a minute here in Edgar coming up on this Monday, March 3rd. They're doing a World Wildlife Day from 3 to 5 p.m. So kind of for teens, tweens, kids that age, but just different crafts and activities all about endangered animals. They're going to have some live footage on a screen of animals across the world, kind of just in their natural habitats. So showing that, but any kids who are interested in animals, and that'll be a really fun activity.
Kind of, I think kids crafts. Are kind of interested in animals.
They kind of are. Yeah, they love animals. That is, I worked in an elementary school library for many years, and that was one of the things that every single time they came to the library, they want to know where the animal books are. And so I'm like, pick a Dewey Decimal Number for those animals. I got it. But yes, kids love animals for sure. So that'll be a fun one to come out to.
Fantastic. And anything else?
Yeah, there's always something else.
One final thing.
For teens and adults at Marathon City on March 5th, you can make your own lavender gnome. So out of dried lavender, you'll fill it in, and it'll be something good to smell, you know, kind of calm yourself. Fill your home, there do some of that spring cleaning, and bring a good scent in.
I should know better than to say anything else, because there's always something
else. I know, there's always
else.
Something.
But Robin Vargas, Marathon County Public Library, again, thanks a lot. Enjoy the wonderful weather, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a time out. Be right back. The time is 9:18. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The Wausau West High School hockey team is just 2 wins away from a trip to the state tournament. On Tuesday, the Warriors will play host to New Richmond in a Division I sectional semifinal. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening face-off at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West versus New Richmond in a Division I hockey sectional semifinal. Tuesday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50, opening face-off at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Off of the strip, in the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner, out of the grip. If you want me, you can find me left of center, off of the strip. In
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, and also at YouTube.com on the 98.9 WXCO channel. The time is 9:23. Did not have a proper introduction of one Mr. Ian Welsh in our last segment because we had Robin Vargas in, and Rob, always great to talk about what's happening at the library with Robin, but need to say good morning to Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
And because
another beautiful day.
Oh, man, just gorgeous. I was saying to...
As windy as it was yesterday.
I was saying to Robin before she left here just a moment ago, so she's talking about, oh, well, it's wonderful to walk back to the library. Mm. I've heard some rumbles, and we may have to talk to Brittany about this starting tomorrow, that we could get a significant snowstorm next week. But I also saw a social media posting from a TV meteorologist saying, hey, don't start right now because we're too far out to really know what's going to happen next week. We don't know if there's going to be a big snowstorm. It could be some rain. It could be whatever it is. So don't start
focus on the weather next week until you're on the weekend of this week.
Exactly. So it'll be like March the 4th. People say, oh, it could be like a 7 inches, 10 inches, whatever it may be. No, let's let it develop a little bit more, because we've heard from Brittany and others that you can't really predict what's going to happen a couple of weeks from now, or even
an old
week and a half.
Saying that we should remember is don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
Exactly right. And that's something that you do every day when it comes to the number for the day quiz.
That is so true.
You can't count those chickens before they hatch. And what we do is every day during our daily history segment that we finish things up with a number for the day. And we've turned it into a quiz for Ian. And we give Ian three choices, two of which are incorrect and one is right. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right, 33%. And anything above 33% is a passing grade. But the last few weeks have been a struggle, and has not had a passing grade for three straight weeks. And now he's 0-1 this week. But we are looking to turn it around starting today.
Absolutely.
And yes. I think it's time for us to give the topic for today's number for the day.
Okay, I'm ready. What is today's topic?
Veterans in the United States federal workforce. Because we've been hearing a lot of news lately about cuts to the federal workforce led by Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And there's been some talk about a number of veterans being part of the federal workforce. Well, today's number for the day will involve the veterans who are part of the U.S. federal workforce. So... something to kind of stew on as we get through the rest of the program. But we need you to get it right, because too many of the last number of weeks, you started off with a tough start, and then all of a sudden you're trying to dig out of a hole. It's sort of like tonight I'm going to be doing this hockey playoff game.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to play from ahead than play from behind.
Absolutely.
So we're going to try to get you that first big W here today.
Definitely
need it. And try to get you going here. So that will be, again, coming up at the very end of the show, the number for the day and our number for the day quiz. Anything else happening? Anything else? I know that it's been a while since you've been involved in any shows. Are we getting close? I think we're within a couple of weeks of some auditions, right?
Actually, quite a few things are happening in the theater world. Now that Children's Theater has finished with their latest show, Les Mis, they're moving on to their next big show. They've actually started rehearsals for the Enchanted a Bookshop musical. That's going to be happening, I believe, in like the end of March and into April, I believe.
Mm.
Even then, last night and... tonight as well, River and Woods, a theater company, is having auditions for their next show, 9 to 5. That's going to be a musical, and there's quite a few people signed up for auditions, so it should be a really good a show. I hope they have a lot of good talent come out and audition for that show as well. And then Wausau Community Theater, not this weekend, but next week and is going to have auditions for their summer show, Anastasia.
So lots going on
coming up.
Yeah, I tell you, it's great to hear that so many people are interested in auditioning and being part of a lot of great shows and also great organizations that we're fortunate to have here in the Wausau area. So, you know, I'm sure many of those groups are on Facebook, and you can check out information on their auditions and a whole bunch more there. So, fantastic.
Yeah, they have them on their websites and their Facebook pages as well.
Terrific.
Be sure to check those out.
Coming up, we have an information update, news, weather, sports, entertainment. We do it at the top and bottom of every hour here on 98.9 WXCO. And we're going to have, there's a category on Jeopardy from time to time called Potpourri. We're going to have some Potpourri coming up. We're going to have different topics and go through things a little more quickly coming up next.
Okay.
The time is 9:29, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. High school sports, state tournament bids will be handed out in high school hockey, the girls' basketball playoffs getting underway, and the boys wrapping up their regular season. We'll talk all about it Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. on the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes. Join Jeff Gress and myself, plus our special guests. At 7:06, it'll be our student-athlete guest for this week, multi-sport athlete from DC Everest, Cohen Preby. And then at 7:25, our coach guest, first-year Mosinee girls basketball coach, Josh Howe. It is the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, Wednesday night, 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Life is so strange when you don't know how can you tell where you're going to. You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change and then you won't die.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Beautiful morning. Beautiful start as I take a peek out the window, out onto Washington Street. Sun is shining, temperature already into the upper 30s. Should be a terrific day, but then a little bit of precipitation coming in later tonight into tomorrow. So keep an eye on the roads, especially for the morning drive tomorrow. Could be a little bit icy out there, but enjoy today. And now our Potpourri segment. We're going to go through a few different subject matters here in the next few minutes. Want to start with sports because last night we started the final week of the boys basketball regular season last night here on WXCO. Had the Newman Catholic Cardinals in action. They fell to Assumption 78-44. Also last night, a thrilling win for Marathon in the Marrowood Conference South. The Red Raiders needed double overtime to defeat Edgar 88-81. And a battle between the top two teams in that conference saw the Stratford Tigers roll past Auburndale 56-33. Also last evening, Northern Lutheran gave a battle to Pittsville, but in the end, Pittsville defeated the Wildcats 55-52. Also last night, Merrill loses to Rhinelander 65-46. It was Mosinee doubling up Antigo 80-40. Also in boys hoops, Athens beat Abbotsford 74-68. And Wittenberg Burnwood lost to Shawnee by a score of 72-58. Tonight, Playoffs. Lots of playoffs going on. Boys hockey sectional semifinals. Teams need two more wins to earn a trip to next week's state tournament. And the Wausau West Warriors in Division One, Sectional One, will play host to a New Richmond. Battle of two of the top six ranked teams in the state should be a good one at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. I will have live coverage of that one, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 o'clock right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also tonight, some area teams in action in Division Two in boys hockey sectional play. Mosinee will be home at the Mosinee Rec Center taking on Lakeland. A winner moves on to a sectional final on Friday night. And Tomahawk is in action hosting North and Pines. The winners of the Mosinee Lakeland and Tomahawk Pines games will meet in the sectional final Friday evening. Girls hockey sectionals. Defending state champion Central Wisconsin Storm will be at Green Heck Turner Fieldhouse taking on Wisconsin Valley Union. So again, Storm looking to make it back-to-back state championships, but they got to take care of business in the sectionals starting tonight. And also, girls basketball playoffs get underway. Basketball regional action. DC Everest at home against Appleton West. Merrill travels to New Richmond. Wausau East will visit Medford. Northern Lutheran is at Loyal. Newman Catholic hits the road for Greenwood. Athens tonight will have a playoff game in girls' hoops at Almond Bancroft. Tomahawk is home against Sturgeon Bay. Abbotsford travels to Cadott. Edgar is home against Colby. Also this evening, Port Edwards at Pacelli as well. And a little bit of boys basketball regular season action. Wausau West tonight. Next to last game of the season in the regular season for the Warriors. They will host Chippewa Falls. Also, Edgar is at Port Edwards tonight as well. So plenty of high school action. And hopefully, if you're not at Marathon Park tonight, you can join me right here on 98.9 WXCO for that big Wausau West playoff hockey game this evening. Also, came across a story last night. John Stewart does Mondays on The Daily Show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like myself, John Stewart sometimes gets you know, the energy going.
He's very entertaining.
Yep, but sometimes he gets he wants to make a point. Mm-hmm. And last night, he got angry about Donald Trump and Elon Musk and their budget cuts via the Department of Government Efficiency. And Stewart said, you know, he would also like to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse, but then went after the effort to instead target everyday workers and relatively low-cost programs. He said, you should take on the oil industry, which reaps billions in government subsidies. Mm. Pharmaceutical companies, which develop drugs with the help of taxpayer money and then sell those medications back to the public at top dollar while also enjoying extra protections from the federal government. And he got so angry when he was talking about this, he smashed his hand. He smashed his mug.
Oh, geez.
In outrage, and he started bleeding because he smashed his mug and his hand got cut. And Stewart said to the audience, I'm going to the hospital, after a quick look at the injured hand, which he kept out of sight behind the desk for much of the rest of the segment. When he brought it out near the end of the monologue, still bleeding, the audience groaned in unison. He yelled, I'm fine. But then later in the show, during an interview with a Georgetown law professor, Stewart continued to keep that hand out of sight. And when it did briefly appear, it was bandaged, but there was still blood seeping through.
You got to be careful with those mugs. Because if you smash it on a hard surface, it will hurt a lot.
So I hope he went... got it stitched up
to the hospital
after the show ended. But that's what we do. Behind the mic, no matter what, going to keep on plowing forward when it comes to keeping the show going on. So,
and that's why you have a plastic water bottles instead of a glass coffee mug.
And speaking about things that frustrate the public, and I think also show that there's something wrong within the system. It's when former members of Congress move on and make obscene amounts of money
based on, you know, just who you know and based on being a former congressman, and it's wrong. It's not earning great amounts of money. It's just using your position and basically, you know, selling out, being a representative of the government and then making obscene amounts of money.
It's terrible.
And it comes this time in the example of a man named Devin Nunes. He is a former congressman from California. He was a Trump ally during Trump's first term in office. And then after Trump left office, Nunes left office as well. And Nunes, after he left office, he was hired by Trump Media. And despite really not having any sort of qualifications for the position, he is somebody that basically ran a family farm before going into Congress. And to become CEO and director of the company without any of that kind of business background caught some people off guard. But it was announced that Devin Nunes, who earned basically a little less than $200,000 a year as a congressman, earned $47 million in total compensation as CEO of Trump Media and Technology Group last year. Although he won't be able to get his hands on all of it until March of 2027. In addition to his $1 million base salary, the former Republican congressman received a $600,000 bonus, $44.1 million in stock awards, and $1.2 million in additional stock compensation for running the parent company of President Donald Trump's Truth Social platform. His compensation, this number is just blows my mind. It marks a 6,200% increase from the $750,000 he earned in 2023 before the company went public. All right. You can argue that the CEO of a company could make an obscene amount of money in bonuses if the company was profitable. If it was successful. But Trump Media, I got two numbers for you.
Okay.
One number is $401 million, and the other is $3.6
million.
So $401 million and $3.6 million. The $401 million is Trump Media's net loss in 2024. The $3.6 million was sales. So this is a company that had no sales and obscene amounts of lost money. It's basically just a money bag for MAGA folks. It's pathetic. Michelle Leader, the editor of footnote.com and an expert on SEC filing, said, typically, there's some sort of correlation between how well a company is doing and the CEO's pay.
Right.
When a company loses over $400 million, and gives its CEO a $44 million grant, you have to wonder what they're being rewarded for.
That's right.
And it wasn't just Nunes. Trump Media's chief technology officer had a compensation of $20 million.
Jeez.
Chief financial officer made $14.2 million. And board members, including the current Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, and Donald Trump Jr., each received more than $800,000 each for their, quote, work, mostly in stock. And Kash Patel, the new FBI director, he could have got compensation, but he declined it. I mean, that is the kind of stuff that does make folks cynical, because you have somebody that was in Congress, and then because of his connections in the MAGA world with Donald Trump, he gets this obscene amount of money for failing at his job. Because you cannot argue that he succeeded at his job when you had the amount of sales being basically $4 million and the losses being the obscene amount of money of being $401 million.
It's outrageous.
It is outrageous. But the thing about it that makes people cynical, it's not just MAGA, it's not just Republicans. You see Democrats do this all the time as well. Mm. They'll leave their position, they'll become a lobbyist or work for some other company based on their previous position and make obscene amounts of money. Yeah. There is a cynicism that is well deserved because of this. So again, I just thought that's ridiculous. So that's our little potpourri segment. Mm-hmm. The time is 9:48. Coming up next, we will have our daily history lesson. Take a look at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history, birthdays and more. And then we will have our daily number for the day quiz.
Yes.
Find out if Ian can get back on the winning track. So that's coming up. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
One more thing before we go to our daily history lesson, that again, reason to be cynical about so much in government and the amount of corruption that we're seeing right now in this administration. In the last hour, it's been reported that the Federal Aviation Administration has agreed to use SpaceX's Starlink internet system to upgrade the information technology networks it uses to manage U.S. airspace, raising new concerns about conflicts of interest for CEO Elon Musk in one of his other roles, that of recommending funding cuts at federal agencies, including the FAA. The level of corruption within this administration knows no bounds. And they have the gall to say they're draining the swamp. The swamp is going to cover the entire country if this continues. But I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow on the program, because I think that's, again, shows that this conflict of interest doesn't mean anything to Trump. Corruption means nothing to Trump. And the outrageousness of it is pathetic. And it leads to cynicism and it leads to cracks in our system. So that's something I thought I'd pass along. Mm. But let's get into it. Our daily history lesson today. It is February the 25th of 2025. And in terms of day number, that means we are up to a day number 56 of this year. There are 309 days remaining in the year 2025. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1919, Oregon placed a 1 cent per U.S. gallon tax on gasoline, becoming the first U.S. state to levy a gasoline tax. On this date in 1940, a hockey game was televised for the first time by a New York City TV station. The New York Rangers beat the Montreal Canadiens 6-2 at Madison Square Garden. On this date in 2009, it was revealed by the White House staff that President Obama is handed a special purple folder every day. The folder contains 10 letters culled from the thousands the White House Correspondents' Office receives each day from Americans who have taken the time to sit down and to write to their president.
Aww. That's cool.
I know it. And I doubt that Donald Trump does the same thing.
No, I don't think so.
On this date in 2020, a memorial service for NBA star Kobe Bryant was held at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Some celebrity birthdays. Wrestler Ric Flair, 76 years old today. Comedian Carrot Top turned 60. Actor Tia Leone, 59 years old today. Sean Astin from Rudy, The Goonies, Stranger Things, The Lord of the Rings, 54 years old today.
Fantastic actor.
Comedian Chelsea Handler is 50. And Rashida Jones of The Office and Parks and Recreation, 49 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Special events today. 10 months until Christmas.
Jeez, we're starting that countdown already.
Okay. Yep, 10 months from today, Christmas Day. Let's all eat right today. I won't be celebrating that. I'll be eating badly again today.
I'll try to, but I'll probably break it.
Chocolate-covered peanuts day.
That sounds good.
Clam chowder day. And quiet day. All right.
Nothing time wrong with having a little quiet now and then.
Yep, now and then it's good to have a little bit of quiet.
Okay.
All right, time for our number for the day quiz. And every day we give Ian three choices when it comes to the number for the day. Two are wrong, one is right. So that means one out of three. 33%, that's our goal. 33%, above 33%, it's a passing grade. Below 33%, it's a failing grade. We would like to see him make it up to a winning week, which is more right than wrong. And his best week ever is 4 out of 5.
Yeah, but this week I'm just hoping to get to the passing mark. So the topic was veterans
in the federal workforce.
Yes, in the U.S. federal workforce.
All right. Our number for the day is the percentage of the U.S. federal workforce that are veterans.
Okay.
Is the correct answer A, 10%, B, 20%, C, 30%?
Percentage of people in the U.S. federal workforce who are veterans, right?
Exactly.
10%, 20%, or 30%. Okay. Let's see.
Put it all together.
Yeah. Put it all together. This is in the U.S. Okay. Percentage of...
Ripped from the headlines because... Elon Musk, D-O-G-E, has been cutting back in a lot of federal positions, and there's been note that a number of these positions held by veterans.
Okay, I'm going to say 30%. I'm going to go with C. It's my final answer. I'm going to go with a 30%.
Again, you dug in. I saw the sweat pouring down your face.
You saw the steam coming out of my ears. Yeah.
All right. The correct answer, percentage of the U.S. federal workforce that are veterans is 30%.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
One for two.
At least now I'm even.
So now you need one more in order to get that passing grade and two more in order to have a winning week.
That's pretty good.
Hey, that will give you a spring in your step as you leave today.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Don't forget tomorrow morning. I'll be sub-hosting for Pat Kreitlow, 6 till 8 a.m., and then we'll have our normal show from 8 till 10 tomorrow morning. We'll have Bob Look in the first hour, Sean Wright, and also the four Wausau West Warrior girls wrestlers that are heading to the state tournament.
Yep.
That's all tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. Keep it right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.